is our returning champion, Lynn Lucas from Cleveland, Ohio. Stand by to see Lynn play for a dune buggy valued at $6,100. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $22,478 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you here with us. Thank you. You're very kind. And thank you for joining us for Sale of the Century. Let us welcome back our champion, joining us from Cleveland, Ohio, Lynn Lucas. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Jim.
Lynn, who flew out all the way from Cleveland because she liked the show, you said,
right.
Just wanted to be on it.
Yes.
I think that's terrific. Well, you passed on a nice prize and put $90 in the bank. So
yes.
Where you stand now is you need a win, and you must win, with an additional $85, and you could walk away with a dune buggy if you'd like. Bigger and better things up the line. A lot of new things. But interestingly enough, which is nice in that win, you picked up a lot of things on the Fame Game board, and instant bargains, over $3,000 in cash and prizes without
that's
a major
wonderful.
Prize. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Terrific. Are you ready to go?
I certainly am.
All right, good luck. Fine champion.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. It's nice if somebody comes out and goes, what are you giggling about?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, it's just going to be one of those days,
just
huh?
One of those days.
All right, introduce the players.
He's an expert on teenage drug abuse from Los Angeles, California. Give a hearty welcome to Marty Goodman.
Hello there, Marty.
And this contestant is a high-tech gamester from Santa Monica, California. Give a big hand to Hope Neiman.
Hi there, Hope. We'll see you a little later with some bargains. You're going to giggle your way through the day. Hope, what is a high-tech gamester?
Well, I've started two different high-tech businesses, including one in the video game field, where a lot of my job involved just playing video games with a lot of kids.
Oh, tough job?
Actually, it was. Kids are very hard to get to articulate things.
I
so,
would think
we had a
so.
Good time.
Sounds like fascinating work. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm talking about fascinating and good work, an expert on teenage drug abuse. What is that, Marty?
Well, it's very important work because, after all, the youth are the future of our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you work with
teenagers.
Well, that's very good work. We're delighted to have you here with us. And it really is just a dumb thing for anybody to do, right? Start with that premise.
Sure is.
Okay,
a lot of good kids getting caught. Good
to have you here. Nice. I'm sure you deserve the chance to relax. So do it right now and start playing with us. $20 starts all three players. And remember, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. We start with this for $5. What war was the setting for the movie MASH? Lynn.
Korean War.
Korean War it is. $5 for the correct answer. Lynn goes to 25. The name of which Roman garment is an anagram of goat? Marty.
Toga.
Toga it is. Yeah, they're the same letter scrambled, an anagram. You're right for five. You go to 25. Name the colonial leader who founded the city of Philadelphia. Lynn.
William Penn.
I didn't even know it was lost. You're right. William Penn it is. Lynn goes to 30. What's the now famous name of the basketball player who was born Ferdinand Louis Alcindor, Marty?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You got it for another five. Tying me at 30, yes. Incidentally, just to fill you in, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's birthday was June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Very tall, you see. According to the proverb, nothing ventured, nothing... Marty.
Gained.
Gained it is, and Marty goes into the lead by five. Yeah. What a good time to go into the lead, because it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Now, Marty, remember, too, a sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Marty, you might enjoy this.
Marty, tune up your car with Panasonic Supreme Elite AM FM Stereo Cassette Car Radio. With advanced features like electronic tuning and hypertuner, furnished by Panasonic. This great stereo is normally priced at $439. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Nice car stereo.
Good, Jim.
It's a beautiful car stereo, but why Karen is trying to fix a cardboard car, I have no idea. $439.
Looks good.
Yep.
Looks good.
$5 it would cost. You'd be in a tie with Lynn. Now this is your first opportunity to buy something.
I really
so.
Like cassettes, too.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's sitting like this, and if you want somebody else to install it, I'll give you $100 to go with it. $539 bargain for $5 going once.
Okay.
He likes that. Enjoy the radio. Enjoy the $100 in cash. $539 bargain just cost you $5. We knocked that off your score, and you and Lynn are in a tie. Enjoy that, Marty. Name the film in which an angel takes Warren Beatty to heaven ahead, Lynn?
Heaven Can Wait.
Ahead of schedule, Heaven Can Wait it is. And Lynn goes into the lead again by 5. What name is given to this legendary snowman of the Himalayas? Lynn.
Bigfoot.
Will we accept that? No, I'm sorry. No, I don't believe that was in the Himalayas, but the abominable snowman or the Yeti we would have accepted. You lose five on that, Lynn. Sorry about that for the incorrect answer. Back down to 30. Long John Silver was one of the main characters. Lynn?
Treasure Island?
That's where it was. Yes, indeed. Lynn gets that $5 right back. Don't keep her down for long. Time now for the Fame Game, as the players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of information about a famous person. Buzz in when you think you know who it is. Famous person. I am an actress born in Massachusetts in 1908. I was fired from my first professional engagement, but I went on to become the first woman to achieve the American Film Institute Life Achievement Award. Hope.
Lillian Gish.
Incorrect. The rest of the question. No dollar value. You stay at 20. You're playing for a pick of the board. We'll clear the board. Continue for Marty and Lynn. I titled my autobiography, The Lonely Lynn.
Katharine Hepburn.
Incorrect. And a break for Marty. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. So don't shout out anything in the audience if you understand it as it gets more clear. I titled my autobiography, The Lonely Life. I starred in Of Human Bondage, won Oscars for Dangerous and Jezebel. I am Betty.
Gable.
No.
Grable.
No, no, no. Betty Grable, the life achievement. No. Betty Davis. Betty Davis. Well, no one could take advantage of that. Score stays exactly where it is, but Betty Grable was thrilled to win that award. We'll be right back. Champion has the lead, but it is a slender lead. Lynn's at 35. Marty is at 30. He's got that stereo, of course, and Hope at 20. Come on, Hope. Maybe you'll get going in this segment. We start with this one. We use this Swedish term, meaning literally sandwich table, for a Scandinavian buffet. Lynn.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord is what it is, and Lynn has a $10 lead. Yes, indeed. Name the singer who is famous for ad-libbing doobie-doobie-doo at the end, Hope.
Dean Martin.
No, at the end of Strangers in the Night, doobie-doobie-doo. That was Frank Sinatra who did that, and you lose five down to 15. What was the profession of the medieval men who engaged in a sport called jousting, Lynn?
Knights.
They were knights. That's exactly what it is, and Lynn goes up to 45. The two main ingredients in brass are zinc and... Marty.
Copper.
Copper is the other, and Marty to 35, yes. However, again, an instant bargain, but Lynn, this time you've got the lead. You've got a $10 lead over Marty. You've picked up some nice things, and oh, you might like this, Lynn.
Lynn, this gift will be a beautiful reflection on you. This elegantly styled mirror. It's in solid brass and sealed with a durable baked epoxy coating for protection and ease of care. Furnished by Swan Brass Beds. It's normally priced at $870. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
$870. Well, you cleaned up fast after working on the car, Karen. Beautiful $870 mirror. Well, you've got a $10 lead, so I don't want to sell it to you for $11 then, Lynn. I'll sell it to you for $10. You'll have an $870 mirror, and you would be in a tie with Marty. Plenty of time to regain the lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Wouldn't fit in the suitcase to go back to Cleveland, huh, Lynn? Back with this, hanging on to that lead. What's the heaviest mammal living today? Lynn?
The elephant.
No, 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 no. It is the whale. We would have accepted either the whale or Orson Welles, but no, it's the blue whale, to be exact, and you lose five on that, Lynn. Sorry about that. Name the famous luxury train which began service, Marty?
Orient Express.
Between Paris and Constantinople in 1883, you are right. It is the Orient Express, and we've got a tie. Good anticipation by Marty. Very simply, what's the capital of Nebraska? Lynn.
Lincoln.
Lincoln it is, beating everyone to the buzzer, Lynn, back into the lead. America's Apollo missions were designed to send man, Hope?
To the moon.
You got it. To the moon, you're right, and you're back up to 20. Yeah. Nice to get that first one, right?
That's right.
When you spill this common kitchen item, you're supposed to throw it over your, Lynn?
Salt.
Were you supposed to throw it over your left shoulder? Salt is exactly what it is. And Lynn, back with that $10 lead. Always fascinating, the derivation of traditions and superstitions. You know where that comes from, throwing the salt? The custom came from the belief that the devil looks over one's left shoulder, and you throw the salt to get into the devil's eyes to keep him away. We'll be right back. Champion Lynn Lucas is within $35 of that dune buggy if she wants to take it. And then, of course, she must win. Her lead right now is $10. Lynn's at 50, Marty's at 40, Hope's at 20. Second crack of the Fame Game. Of course, the $5 and $10 money cards stayed up there. No one had a chance at it before. We've added a 15 as well now. Looking for a famous person. I am an actor born in Bel Air, Maryland in 1838. Lynn.
John Wilkes Booth.
You are right. My goodness, how did you know that with such little information?
I love the Civil War period in history. I'm a big history fan.
Excellent, excellent job. And now let's see if you can take advantage of it. Nine numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Number three, please.
And behind number three, we have a trip or pick again.
Oh, this is something I haven't seen before. Now, what that is, I know it's a three-day trip. I know it's for two. I don't know what it is, but you can have the trip, and then we'll find out what it is, mystery trip, or you can pass on that and pick another number. Right now, you've got a $10 lead.
I'd like number two, please.
And behind number two, we have a gas range. Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series Gas Range. Full featured with a continuous steaming oven and contemporary design furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company.
Very nice. Which is our $699 range. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Of course, we won't find out what the mystery trip is. Lynn didn't want to take it.
Tell me.
No, I won't tell you that. No.
Right.
Trip around the world worth
$9
million. No. Back with us for all three players. Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1979. Marty?
Anwar Sadat?
No, he was the political and religious leader of Iran. He had got it for being the one who affected the news for the worst. Ayatollah Khomeini it was. And you lose $5 on that, Marty, down to 35. What's the official language of Egypt? Lynn?
English?
No. No, in Egypt? No, you have a little problem there. Arabic. Arabic is the official language. And you lose $5 down to 45. Still that $10 separation from Marty. Dustin Hoffman was up to his elbows in career and kid problems in this film, Hope?
The Graduate.
Starring Meryl Streep, Kramer versus Kramer, and Hope gets in there quick, and it costs her $5. Instant bargain time, and Lynn, you have a $10 lead. Now, you didn't want a mystery trip. Well, now we're going to tell you what the trip is.
Lynn, take the plunge for fun on the beautiful beaches of Miami. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week's vacation at the Newport Beach Resort Hotel in Miami Beach on the ocean. Featuring a pub restaurant for dining pleasure and entertainment in the Seven Seas Lounge. Furnished by the Newport Beach Resort Hotel. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $1,700. Today on Sale of the Century, yours for only $16.
$16 for a great trip. You ever been to Miami, Lynn? Oh, it'll be a nice trip there at the Newport Beach Hotel. $1,700 trip. You have a $10 lead. I'd love for you to have a good vacation, so I'm going to lop a lot off that price. Not $16. I will cut the price to 10 bucks. You'd be in a tie with Marty and have a $1,700 vacation in Miami going once, going twice. No sale. Oh, she did not.
Competition's very good today.
What, Lynn?
Competition is great.
You're nervous about the competition? Well, you should have told me that. I would have.
$1
No. No, I would have left it where it is. We'll be right back. I bet you might like it, though, for Lynn needs the win and $85 for the dune buggy. She's at 45, so she needs another $40 on the win. But Marty's been pressing her. $10 lead for Lynn. Lynn at 45, Marty at 35, Hope at 15. But a lot of questions to go, Hope, so don't be discouraged. Let's get back. According to the old spiritual, there's one more river to cross, and that's the river... Marty.
Jordan.
That's right, the River Jordan it is. Marty closer to the big five of Lynn. Extending over 3,000 miles from Mexico to Alaska, it's the major mountain, Marty?
Sierra Nevada.
No, that's part of, but the major mountain system of North America is the Rocky Mountains. It's the Rocky Mountains, the entire one for 3,000 miles, and you take a backward step, losing five. While being operated on for a chest wound, who in 1981 said to the doctors, Lynn?
Ronald Reagan?
They said, please tell me you're Republicans. I love that line. Ronald Reagan it is. Lynn goes to 50. They've got a $15 lead. Didn't find any money cards before. Big $25 money card up there now. Third and final crack at a fame game and a famous person. I am an American artist born in New York City in 1894. My paintings of everyday life and situations usually tell a story. Marty?
Norman Rockwell.
About middle-class American life. You are right, Norman Rockwell it is. Big break for you, Marty. You're trailing by $15, but somewhere up there are four money cards.
Number one, please, Jim.
And behind number one, we have $10!
What are the other two big ones, Tony?
Behind the number four and the number six.
He finds a $10 money card. We add that to his score, and Marty pulls it within $5 of Lynn. Now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Lynn at $50. Marty just by, behind by five at 45. Hope you're trailing by 35, but I've got a lot of questions, so anyone can win it as we start the speed round now. Which organ in the human body has atriums and ventricles? Lynn.
Heart.
Right. Give me the first name of the flag maker named Ross. Lynn.
Betsy.
Right. In 1969, which Beatle married Linda Eastman? Marty.
Ringo.
Wrong. What can you use two of if you're ambidextrous? Lynn.
Your hands.
Right. According to the saying, beggars should not be... Lynn.
Choosers.
Right. In the film, what film did moviegoers first meet a robot named R2-D2? Marty.
Star Wars.
Right. What type of dance do you identify with Rudolf Nureyev? Marty.
Ballet.
Right. What state has the postal abbreviation MS? Lynn.
Mississippi.
Right. How many people make up a triad? Marty.
Three.
Right. What country's national anthem is the Marseillaise? Lynn.
France.
Right. Who served as president of the U.S. for most of the 1950s? Marty.
Eisenhower.
Right. Name the famous document that was adopted by the 13 colonies on July 4th, Marty.
Declaration of Independence.
Right. According to Carl Sandburg, what comes in on little cat feet? Marty.
Children.
Time. Name the time is up, and Lynn, you have won it again. Congratulations. Back to Lynn in just a moment. First of all, we have to wrap things up here according to Carl Sandburg. Oh, I remember that. The fog comes in on little cat's feet. And the Beatle that married Linda Eastman, boy, that would have broken up the group a little earlier if Ringo got involved. No, Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney married Linda. Got to say goodbye to Marty and Hope. Hope didn't pick up anything along the way, but got some nice parting gifts for you and the cash in front of you. Hope you had a good time.
I sure did.
Thank you for joining us. Marty, you got the car stereo, which you obviously like, and $160 in cash. So you've got yourself $599 in cash prizes. But Linda Lucas is again the champion, and she's joining me. Come on, let's go shopping, Lynn. Well, Marty pushed you there in that speed round. Congratulations again. Now, Lynn, we were talking about you must not only win, but, of course, it's the amount of money that you get. I said you needed $85 in the win for a crack at that dune buggy. You didn't get that far. You got $80. So, however, it's a very lovely prize. You've got $170. If you'd like, say yes, and you can walk away with this.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Isn't that nice? I changed my dress, but I didn't change the money. What that shopping spree amounts to is $3,000 in cash. What are you doing now for a living, Lynn?
Nothing. I'm a student, and
student.
I'm very poor.
Oh, yes. All students
starving
could
students.
Use some money. Well, you could say yes and walk away with this and everything else you've picked up. Or, now I said you came so close to the dune buggy, you are just $5 away. Another win, just $5 is all you need with the win for this.
Take the high road to adventure with this thrilling dune buggy. A new Santoys two-seater with 1,600cc motor, steering brakes, quartz driving lights, lots of chrome and bright candy red paint. Furnished by Santoys. This great dune buggy, normally priced at $6,100, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175. You've got $170, so another $5, and that could be yours. We've changed a lot of merchandise. Next thing up the line after that is exciting. Trip to Switzerland is a lady's ring, and $530. Oh, you might enjoy driving this.
Drive away in the sporty yet elegant BMW 318i four-cylinder sports sedan. Full independent suspension, disc brakes, and a 1.8-liter fuel-injected engine furnished by Bob Ruman Pontiac. And this sensational car, normally priced at $22,478, it's yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Oh, that's a lovely car. $640 would get you all of the prizes. $750 would get you every prize on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $64,000.
That jackpot has been rising, $1,000 a day. But, Lynn, that's a ways away. Your decision right now, if you say yes, you give me your $170, and I give you... Actually, you have to give me $85 of your $170, and I give you this, and you leave us. Or put your money in the bank, you are $5 away from the dune buggy. You think about it for a moment, Lynn. And I'll watch this and fan this. Oh, that's pretty, Lynn.
Oh, Lynn,
is it getting warm in here, Lynn?
It's very hot.
Oh, gee whiz. Lynn, just say yes, and I'll hand you this fan, $3,000 worth. Say no, we'll put your $170 in the bank, and the dune buggy is next. What's it going to be?
Well, Jim, I never thought I could get this far, so I'm just going to keep going.
Okay, I'll hang on to the money. We'll put her money in the bank, $1,000 in the cash jackpot. Liz, $65,000, and two new challenges next time with Sam and the Century. Liz's going to continue to go for it. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
That was a good
prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.